Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to Anchor. FM to get started.
It's the couple's 1 month anniversary and things are looking great. Or not. You guys are watching the Married at First Sight After Show. Stay tuned.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Dancing with myself, you guys. Oh. What is up, you guys? You guys are watching Married at First Sight After Show, Season 9, Episode 9. I'm your host, Lanisha, and today I am going solo. Mike is not here. I know 1,000 of you guys are having your heart broken at this moment, but I do have my buddy, producer Jonathan. How you doing?
What's up? I'm doing pretty good.
And I see you guys up in the live chat. I'm definitely going to need your guys' help. I see you, G. Rochelle, Tamika Francis. I see you, Momo Toro. Welcome, you guys. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We are going to have a great show today. We're going to break the couples down, each and every one in their drama. And we're also going to have our special segment of Rate the Couples. So stay in the live chat. So the first couple we are going to dive into is Greg and Deanna, a.k.a. our most improved couple, I feel like. Now, this couple, Pastor Cal, he came to over to the house, and even he sees a difference in Deanna and how her relationship is with Greg. And I actually agree with it, okay? I feel like Deanna really has knocked down her walls. I feel like she's actually sitting close. She's holding hands, you guys. She's holding hands with him. And I feel like Greg is taking the hint from Deanna and actually cooling off with the questions. Now, the one thing that Pastor Cal said in this episode was he was talking about the word, using the word love. And I don't know how I feel about that. Both Greg and Pastor Cal was telling Deanna, "When I think you're ready to use the love. Do you love me yet? Do you love me yet?" And whoa, guys, it's only been a month. It's only been a month. Now, I do want to know from you guys up in the live chat. I want to know, what do you guys think about this? Is it too soon to say I love you? Should you guys be... When have you guys said I love you first? Because 1 month for me seems a little bit quick and hasty. The next thing that they went through with Pastor Cal and everything is she says that she's been working on is kissing and loving him and playing the games and activities. And we see some of that when they have bowling night. And I thought that was so adorable. I know Mike, if Mike was here, he would be like, bleh. But I thought it was so adorable, you guys. They had their bowling night. And honestly, I thought it really showed her improvement because she was willing to show some PDA. Like, that was crazy for me. The fact that she was really willing to make a little bet out of this bowling game and actually show her competitiveness, saying, if you get a strike, show me some kisses. I want some kisses. And if you lose, then you have to do the chicken dance. And Greg, he was working hard for them kisses. I know he was. He had to do some chicken dance, but I'm glad that they both each got a little win and they got some kisses up in there. Okay. And now we're going to go into, after their competitiveness, the dinner night, a.k.a. their 1 month anniversary. Yes. And Greg, we actually see a little bit of side of him tearing down his walls. As we saw with Deanna tearing down her walls, we get to see Greg actually trying something new for the first time. He's actually trying octopus. He didn't like it. I've tried some octopus myself a little bit. I've tried a little bit of calamari. That's nice when it's fried up and everything, but he was willing to go raw with it. And I, you know, I... Congratulations, Greg. You were willing to go raw. You took it for the team, which actually made Deanna even more impressed with you, okay? And during the dinner, I liked that they really sat down and they got to the nitty-gritty. What have you learned about me? You want to hear the word love, so what do you know about me so far? Because as we saw back then when she was sitting down with Pastor Cal, she was saying, you don't know all of the sides of Deanna, and you might not like all the sides of Deanna. So I'm really happy that they really got to sit down at this dinner and really got to find out, what do you really know about me? And Greg, you know, it was easy for him to come out with a compliment. But we actually see Deanna giving him some, talking about he has a big heart and everything, and that she's used to seeing him be more playful. A little bit more than what she would like, but, you know, that's just how Greg is. And she says something that's really interesting to me that I really loved, which was, thank God, like she was saying that God gave her not only what she wants, but he gave her more and something that she actually needed, which I thought was just beautiful, beautiful. And of course, they ended up and wrapped it up with a bow. You guys, they looked through the albums and they reminisced over their lovely marriage life and how they looked and how awkward it used to be. And I'm sure it was awkward meeting a stranger for the first time. And then Greg does something above and beyond, which I pray, Deanna, I pray that you gave him some, because he did his thing, okay? He was flew out all the petals everywhere, and after all that, he threw out all the petals. It was all surrounded by a bed with heart shape, and next to it was roses with her favorite color. You guys, or girls, guy, whatever, if you guys are not melted by this lovely couple, I don't know what's going on, but this couple had my heart melting. So let me know what you guys think of both Deanna and Greg, okay? Now we're going to go on to our next lovely couple, which is Keith and Iris. Yes, you guys. I'm going to call them the most patient. Hey, Jonathan. Did you know that Iris was a virgin?
I knew that.
Oh. Yeah, okay.
Is she?
I'm just checking. I'm just checking. This entire episode was going back basically based off of Iris's virginity and remembering how awkward it was. And I like that we didn't start them off together in this episode. I like that we started off with Keith with his friend Eric and Iris with her mom. And can I just say that I love her mom. Her mom was just like, I'm gonna just tell you like what I'm gonna say. I'm gonna use pool reference. Just dive on it. Just do it with him. And that was just great to hear and refreshing, because I don't know if my mom would be like that. I don't know if she would really, you know, say that. I don't know. But I thought it was pretty cool that, you know, her mom was just telling her basically that Keith's not. And I saw a lot of comments from last week, too, saying like, Keith, what's the pressure and everything. I really like that her mom really broke it down for her. And was saying, hey, I don't think that it's him caring so much about you or being so serious about you being a virgin. I think this is more so of him actually caring about you. How are you doing? How are you feeling? Like when you do have sex, he wants to make sure that he's gentle with you. He wants to make sure that he's doing things right, because, you are a virgin. If you guys did not know that, you're a virgin. And I like that I like that he was talking to his friend and we got to see a little bit of his side with him telling his friend Eric that, yes, she is a virgin, but it's very mutual. I like that we both can be mutual with this. We both want a friendship. And that I really love about them is that I feel like they're at the same headspace. They're both really trying to know and understand each other. And I know you guys are up in the live chat. Sorry about this. Like, the computer is frozen. So I'm going to try to refresh it and get you guys up in the live chat, okay? But continuing back on, Keith and Iris, they go on this lovely horseback riding. And it is just beautiful. I feel like this time everybody's trying to be as romantic and be at the top of their A1 since this is the 1 month anniversary. I'm really curious to what you guys are going to do for your 1 year anniversary, but hey, if you guys could top this, great job. But they go horseback riding and production sets up a lovely, nice meal for them. And as they are setting up the meal for them, they go over what the marriage is actually based off of. And the marriage is based off of, for Keith, he says it's based off of his parents. His parents, he loved that they had their friendship, which I feel like, yes, that is actually the most one important thing. And I know everybody is like so on Iris for not having sex with him right away, but I love that these two couples can agree on that friendship comes first and that it's the most important quality to have. And Iris says, well, for her, she said her parents were divorced and, you know, she just wanted to do whatever, go with the flow and do whatever feels right. And this felt right. Thank God, you know, girl, God must have been on your side because you got a fine man. Again, Keith, if you don't end up with her, I'm available. But hey, to teach his own. And basically, to wrap it up with this couple, they look at their photos and their vows and they start exchanging the gifts. And that part was very interesting to me because he gives her a heart necklace. And she was like, oh, does it mean love? And I think Iris is really ready to say the L word automatically. Okay, yes, yes, Jonathan. I see you guys up in the live chat again. Sorry for that. yes, Jayan, who says, yes, he does. He said Iris is beautiful. Yes, yes, she is. She's very beautiful. Okay, you guys, continue on with these gifts, okay? I think Iris is definitely ready to put the L word out. I think she's definitely ready to say, I love you. And Keith is saying this is growth. The heart doesn't necessarily resemble love. He's like on Deanna's level right now. He's on, I'm in like of you. I really like you. I'm really feeling you. You know, we got something going. But I don't think he's fully in love again. Again, you guys, remember, this is just 1 month. And I do want to hear from you guys. How long do you guys think it would be? What's too soon to say the words, I love you? But he said this is a resemblance of growth. And I do think that they are growing. And for Iris, I feel like Iris should have gave him the gift first because maybe he would have said, I love you after this. She gives him a vinyl. She's been paying attention to Keith, knowing that he loves music and that it's, well, I didn't even know what vinyls are. I'm going to be honest with you guys. I didn't know what vinyls were. But until I saw it, and I saw that they were records. So for those of you guys who are like me and didn't know what vinyls are, they're records. Okay, guys? And we got to, like, see the glow on his face. Like, did you guys catch that? He was just like, wow. Okay, you might be wifey. It's scary. Like, I saw that. I saw that, Keith. And if not, again, I'm here. And then they go out to, after this day, the next day, they go to resize the ring because they said this is a forever thing. Yes. So, you guys, I am going to shout you guys out. I see you guys. It's Ray, Frank Ogle, Rob H, JN, Kuhu's, Deidre Ricketts. Ricketts, I see you guys. Dredre Ricketts says, I want Greg to give me a call if he and Tiana don't work out. Girl, so we both trying to get these men. Rob H is saying, Iris is skinny and needs to eat. You guys, just because she's skinny, I don't feel like she needs to eat because she be cooking a lot. So I think she do be eating, but she might be like one of those girls who could eat but don't gain. Frank Ogle, he says, hard to build intimacy with someone who doesn't even compliment you. Well, I mean, are you talking about Deanna and Greg? Because I feel like, Keith and Iris, I feel like they've been giving each other good compliments. Okay. But you guys, thank you guys for joining me in the live chat. Thank you guys for making Married at First Sight and AfterBuzz the ESPN of TV talk. We love you guys in the chat. Keep it going. I love seeing you guys in here. And don't forget to hit that little subscribe button right there, okay? And if you're listening on iTunes, feel free to give us a 5-star rating. Yes, join in with me. Now let's get into our next couple, which I'm going to call them the most commitment issue couple, Matt and Amber. Yeah. I feel like Amber's on one page and is all full through it. And Matt, I feel like he still has one foot in and one foot out. I'm not convinced yet. Not fully. Amber, I still want to shake you a little bit because in the beginning we see Amber making dinner for him and she's wearing the sexy dress and everything. She got it going on, which, yes, you should do that for your man. But in this case, after he unleft her, I think, you know, Matt should be doing some cooking and impressing. I feel like Amber is working really, really hard for someone who needs that push to put a little effort into it. And for one thing, I, as a woman, would like to see a man put more effort in. I'm just saying. That's just me. But I did get, you know, maybe an ounce of a little bit of hope with Matt. Just an ounce. Just a little bit. I don't know. I wasn't fully with him. If you cut out the romantic music that they were playing, basically Amber makes a hot meal, wears a sexy dress, and then Matt says she's sexy and they go have sex. Not as romantic without the romantic music. I'm not feeling it. Until Matt gets his guitar and says that he wants to, you know, impress her a little bit, then I'm like, okay, get a little music. Maybe we have a little bit of ounce of hope. Just a little bit. All he gave her as a gift was his song. I mean, I feel like it takes a lot for a person to sing. Kim, I see you. It takes a lot for a person to sing a song out. And, you know, for Matt, it's a step. That's like I said, it's an itty bitty step. But on the rooftop, they reflect over basically everything that we've been talking about, which was their whole marriage and her not liking the fact that he left. And with that being said, I played a little Blue's Clues, you guys, okay? If you guys really, like, paid attention to, like, last week and this week, Amber is kind of going back on her words a little bit. Because Amber was saying one time she was saying that Matt didn't text her and say that and didn't communicate with her and say that he was over at a friend's. And then when he was talking to Dr. Pepper, she said that they did communicate and that he just left her when she begged him to come back. And now she's saying at this dinner to him, just let me know that you're alive. So did he communicate with you or nah? I'm just trying to figure it out, Amber. Like, are you lying to Dr. Peppers to protect him? These are important questions. And I think you should really hold Matt definitely accountable. So after that, yes, you guys, Frankel said Matt attempting to launch his music career tonight was not lost on me. I mean, hey, at first it was basketball career. She didn't want him to have a basketball career. Why not have a music career? Pick or choose. Pick or choose. The one song he sang was about him being a wanderer. Okay. I don't know. That might go into that cheating scandal. Just saying. But they do have a romantic night and outside have a little movie night and popcorn and a little slice of cake. And I thought this was interesting. They got to see a clip of themselves at the wedding aisle, and Matt got to really see how Amber felt about him. Yeah. I mean, if you guys didn't know, she's really in love with you, Matt. Stop breaking her heart. She's really deep into this. And I think Matt is just kind of like, that was just like a click, like, whoa, like maybe, this is more serious. This is a serious moment right now. And then again, you know, he wanted, both of them wanted to get a little freaky again. So who knows? They probably did have sex that night. I really want to know from you guys, though, do you guys think that Matt will change? For me, I'm still a little iffy about him. Like, I don't think he's ready for commitment. But I really want to know from you guys, do you guys think that Matt will change at all? Rob H. says, Amber was already locked down at the wedding. It doesn't take that much to get her riled up. So true. So true. He's trying, guys. It was a small, itsy-bitsy effort. Yeah. It was really romantic. Is Amber in love or is she just desperate for love? Ooh. Kahoos, y'all bringing the dish up in here. Okay. So we're going to go to, obviously, the last and most, how Mike would say it, the most interesting couple, Elizabeth and Jamie. And I know you guys have a lot to say about them because they're the ones who brought a lot to this table. I honestly think overall for them, I think that the producers did them so wrong. I knew they were doomed from the beginning, I would just like to say. And they picked couples that were completely opposite on purpose. On purpose. And now you're seeing them bump heads. I feel like they have two things in common, which we're going to get into it right now. So Jamie mentions that, first start mentioning about her cleaning. And I'm kind of just like, one side of me is saying it takes two to tango. Are you keeping it clean? But then after I saw like how he keeps his house, I'm like, you know what? He probably is keeping it clean. And she probably is keeping it a little dirty. And then we get to see them have a little bit, some of that, she would call it her moon water. Yeah, from what they left outside. And they drink it. And there was stuff in it. So I don't know how I feel about that. I'm just kind of curious to how, like, he was grossed out to her saying, like, oh, yeah, the dog licking out of the cup. And now but he's not grossed out and willing to drink a water that's been sitting outside and stuff has been getting up in the water. I'm just saying a lot of these couples are contradicting themselves. I'm just saying. But then after that, Jamie, and I know you guys are about to, what you guys are about to say. So I'm just going to say this. Jamie starts off very, very sweet. Starts off. Okay. And he starts the 1 month by having her wake up to a rose and having her come to the day that where they redid their vow, where they did their vows and had their wedding. And he says the vows and says, I will never leave you. You know, whenever we bump heads, it's all good. And, you know, I think Elizabeth was really on the dot when she said that there was something in that water because he was, oh my gosh, they were both just lying to themselves from then on. They were just stuck in fantasy land and just lying to each other from then on. And it was just, oh, so I love you. You know, there's nothing that you need to change. And I feel like when they got to the point where Jamie set up a whole romantic heart on the ground dinner meal, and they got to the nitty gritty, tell me three things that you would like for me to change. That was your chance to really tell each other the truth. But you chose to lie and say, no, there's nothing wrong with you. Is there something wrong with me? No, there's nothing wrong with you. I really wish that we could play a playback from the roller coaster that they have put me, the emotional roller coaster they have put me through. Cause y'all got some problems. Lord Jesus. Okay. But coming back to it, they are still on cloud nine, and we get to the point where they're giving gifts to one another. And Jamie gives her another necklace. We got a necklace. Necklaces, jewelry is always good for a girl, okay? I love jewelry. That's for you, Keith. But this is a special necklace because he remembered her favorite color, which is pink, and he put a pink sapphire in her necklace. And I thought it was very interesting how he had the pink rose, the pink sapphire in the necklace, and how he did remember something that she likes. And in return, she gives him the best gift ever, you guys. She gives him a sex book. Yes, you guys, it is a book that is full of sex positions. And I'm just like really bonging my head on this, you guys, because honestly, didn't she tell him that she was tired of the sex? I'm just like, remind me. I really need to know. Like, didn't she say, I want to quit it with the sex. I want us to really work on us. And then you give him as a gift a sex book. And I want to play Jamie's, like be in Jamie's shoes for a minute. Is it because all he does is Caucasian sex? What do you think, Jonathan? Do you think that's probably the reason why she gave him that sex book?
It probably is. Honestly, I have a sneaky suspicion he wasn't bringing his A game. Or, yeah. He's in the C game.
I'm just like, here's a little, it's okay. I got help for you. Here's a book. Yay.
It sounds like she's really back and forth, like, on everything.
Oh, yeah. See, Denine says, yes, she took sex off the table. Cruz says, these two are a contradiction. Thank you, guys. Yes, I'm glad it's not just me, because I'm just, like, teeter-totting in my head. I don't understand, because then we get to, like, cloud nine, and it goes straight to the fire pit real quick. It goes to 100 real quick, you guys, because we start looking at the beautiful marriage photos that they have going on. And I feel like I kind of would be a little bit like her, like, oh my gosh, look at how I was looking. Like, oh my gosh, how I was in the dress. Like, I don't think she meant any harm by it when she was complimenting herself or was saying like, like, why did I do that? Like, But Jamie took that to heart, you guys. He took it to real heart, because when they got at the house, it went down. It went down. Adrian Johnson says, Jamie is not into her after she pulled that basic Caucasian sex. Batman is over here. It's over her. I do believe that he will try his best to stick it out for the finale. Yeah, I mean, will he stick it out? Because, yeah, I mean, like I said, we go to this bombshell where he calls her a materialistic bleep. Now, that could mean anything. Like, he could have called her a B, a C. It don't matter. The point is, he called her out her name. Jamie, you get negative points for that. Why on earth would you ever call your woman, that's your woman, and you call her out her name? Oh, you fired. You are fired. And then you told her if she leaves, it's over. But then you go up in the middle of the night and you leave? Really? Yes, you guys. He, Mr. Ollie Wudo says he is staying to the finale only for the check. You guys, I think that is it. I think now at this point, at first I think it was for the sex, but now I do think that it was definitely for the money. Because this couple, I already said it from the beginning. I don't think they're lasting. And now we have an Amber moment with Elizabeth, you guys. She starts bursting out crying in the morning, telling us that she feels like she's not good enough. And for a woman to feel like that is pretty sucky. It sucks. And I'm just saying, this couple just need to call it quits. Just call it quits already. Understand you're staying in it for the check, too. Yeah, I definitely agree with you guys in the chat who are saying that he's staying in for the check. But, yeah, at this point, is it worth it? Is the money worth it? I don't know. Is the TV worth it? I don't know if I want to be on TV up crying all day and I having showing a man not loving me. You guys, that was a lot. So I'm going to actually go in the chat and see what everything that you guys have been saying. Cuckoo says, some women dream of a wedding all their lives. So, yeah. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. Nancy Kaufman says, I think I'd be admiring my photos too. Sheesh. Right? I kind of feel like, you know, it was a little bit about the bride. I know it's about us too. Yes, we was cute. But let's be honest, I was looking bomb, okay? Do you know how much work it took for me in this wedding? Let me admire myself. And can you admire me too while we at it? I'm just saying. Okay, you guys, now we're going to get into our special segment, your favorite segment, which is Rate the Couples. Yes, you guys. So put in your rates within the comment section. I'm going to be reading off mine. Let's start off with Greg and Deanna. I am going to rate them an 8.5, you guys. I really see them slowly but surely progressing. I really see Deanna knocking her walls down. And yes, I do think that they are going to be having sex. Next, we're going to go into Keith and Iris. I gave them an 8. I think this, after this whole reassurance, like after Iris finally got a talking to, from her mom, I really think that they can make it. And Keith's patient. And again, Keith, if you don't make it, I'm here. Okay. Matt and Amber. Yeah, I don't know, you guys. I gave them a 5 last week. Oh, my gosh. Jonathan is keeping track of all of our ratings, you guys. Oh, my gosh. It's just all over the place. You can see it going from up to down. Yeah, so Matt and Amber, last week I gave him a 5. So this week, I'm going to give him a 6 for his guitar playing. Way to keep it up, Matt. Now, Elizabeth and Jamie. Yeah, y'all are doomed. I'm 2. I'm going to give y'all 2. Okay, and let me see, read some of your guys' comments. Yes. I see Keith and Iris a 2. Oh, why? I see a Keith and Iris as a 5. Someone say Keith and Iris as a 7. Keith and Iris as an 8. I see Deanna and Greg as an 8. And Matt and Amber as a 1. Oh my gosh, Matt and Amber as a 2 and 4. Okay, I wanted to see Jamie and Elizabeth. Y'all probably just gave up on them. You were have a 2. Oh my gosh. Oh gosh, I see you guys. And now for predictions. Yes.
And now, your AfterBuzz TV predictions.
All right, you guys, in the chat, let me know what you guys predict about some of these couples as well. I believe, let's see, I'm going to go by couple again. So I believe that Greg and Deanna, I think they had sex this episode. Greg really stepped it up, so I think they got their bow-chicka-bow-wow on. I'm gonna go with Keith and Iris. I honestly think that they're gonna make it, like, past D-Day, especially since they were, even for Greg and Deanna, they were seeing past it. I think, those two couples are really seeing past it, so I think that they're both gonna make it. Matt and Amber, I don't know, Matt is kind of, I'm still a little off, so I'm just gonna say, I don't think Matt and Amber are fully going to make it. They're still off about kids. They can't decide on their lives. They can't decide on anything. So, and Matt's still having this commitment issue. So I don't think, I think they're going to try harder, but I don't think that they're going to make it. And I already told you about Jamie and Elizabeth. I'm waiting for it to see Elizabeth slap Jamie. I don't know. This was just horrible. You are not going to call me out my name. No, no, sir. I'm ready for Elizabeth to slap him. But yes, that is all, you guys. Oh, my gosh. Oh, yes. Oh, and Turner saying, yes, Greg and Deanna had sex. You guys, thank you so much for joining me in the live chat. I'm your host, Lanisha, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Lanisha, spelled L-A-N-I-S-H-A 914. Bye, guys.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.